Episode 1259, Life is Tough, But So Are You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and that means it is Confessions of an Upset Mama. I don't know that I'm too upset because you know what? Life is tough, but so are you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is tough, but you know that you are too. You can fall down, get all scraped up, and still come out on top. However, is that what we're teaching our children? Are we guiding and raising them to be strong individuals? I would love to think so, but unfortunately, we are giving more than guiding. Listen to that. We are giving more than guiding. Think about what you do for your children. How much are they really working for? Or is it a matter of giving them what we didn't have growing up, giving in more than saying no? Well, this isn't about placing blame for you. No, I don't want you to feel bad. It's to get you thinking about the decisions and discipline you have in your household and for yourself. My children still need my advice. They need my guidance and my discipline. But I have found that the older they get, it's easy for me to let down my guard. Surely by now, they've got it all together, right? That's my thinking. It's like, come on, you got this, guys. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to remind you 200 times. You got this. You're not 2 years old. You're 20 years old. Well, and then I'm quickly reminded that is far from the truth. No matter the age, your child always needs your guidance and wisdom. And I got to tell you this too, as a side note, they not only need your guidance and wisdom, but when you give your guidance and wisdom, it's how you deliver it. Now, that's going to be for another episode, but it's important. It's our tone of voice, our emotion behind it, how we say it, the language we use. And believe it or not, your child appreciates it. They really do. Yet, they can't express it to you because it breaks the code of being a child. You know, silence is golden. And it's true. You know, it's something about it. When you're young, you just don't say anything. Oh, Mom, thank you so much for scolding me. You're never going to hear that. Once in a blue moon, and I've had it happen. I have. My children have said, Mom, you were right. I'm like, okay, this is fantastic. I'm writing this date down, this time down, because it's never going to happen again. It's rare, right? It is very, very rare. Well, I was reminded this week how we handle guidance and discipline in our lives here and how we can set an example for our children, young or old. During my coaching session, my son walked in. Now, this is a coaching session. I was the one being coached. I wasn't coaching. Yes, I have coaches. And so I was being coached. And my son walked in with my water. So sweet of him. I was running out and he's like, Mom, you want some? And he was real kind of quiet because he didn't want to disturb the conversation. I was like, yes. Anyway, so he brings in the water. And so he overheard what was being expressed and changes I needed to make, which means that basically, in a roundabout way, I was being told that I was wrong and I needed to change it and to do something right. Now, there wasn't any scolding or yelling or anything like this, but understand, your child wants to protect you. And my son is old enough that he understands coaching. He gets all of that. But he was also a little bit concerned. Well, anyway, afterwards, he asked me how I was going to handle the situation. I was like, what situation? Seriously, there wasn't a situation. Then it dawned on me. He saw that I was being taught and that expectations were being placed on me just like we do on him. Connection, big connection, neurons firing everywhere. It was the beautiful battle that we had. Okay, it really wasn't like a fight or anything, but it was like this mind-blowing, this is awesome. You know, he's actually understanding the process of what it is for us to raise him and him seeing me learn from a different perspective, understanding that mom doesn't always know everything, neither does dad. But we kind of act like we do. And sometimes we need a little wake-up call, parents. It's important. So I was thrilled and stunned all at the same time. Yes, our children are always watching, but they're doing so much more than just watching. You see, my son knew I was struggling and frustrated prior to the coaching call. We talked about it. We had gone and run some errands, and I told him, I said, we've got to get back in time for this coaching call because I don't want to be on the road. I want to be able to focus. I've got some questions that need to be answered, and I really need to dig in and dig a little bit deeper. So he knew I was stuck, and I didn't know how I could pull myself out of the slump. There needed to be some resolution, but I hadn't found it yet. Well, and for him to see this process unfold from struggling and frustration to excitement and a breath of hope was eye-opening. Life is tough, but so are you. Talk about tough. When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, you become tough. Today's episode is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast with Reverend Percy McRae, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America to provide cancer care information resources to the faith-based community. On the podcast episodes, you will meet people who put their trust in God as they fought their battle with cancer. You'll discover links to helpful resources that will guide you on this difficult journey. You want to listen each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, life is tough. We can't take away all the scrapes, the bruises, and brokenness before it happens. I wish we could. We can't prevent pain and the hurt in our lives, whether it's our own personal lives or whether it's our children's lives. What we can do is understand that life is tough, but so are you. So guess what? You gotta be tough. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Be tough. T-O-U-G-H. Make sure you're tough in your actions. And what does that look like? Well, we're going to break it down. We've got five here, right? T-O-U-G-H. So let's see what it really looks like and how we can put this into action, into our own lives and into our children's lives. So number one, T, trust the process. Whether you're parenting a child or your child is learning a new skill, trust the process, okay? Sometimes we just hope and pray that everything's going to go right. And then on top of that though, right, that's the initial layer. The second layer that we add is it's got to happen right now. I want the results now. I want immediate change. I want whatever you want it then. And sometimes we have to realize that we have to trust the process. There's a process that we have to go through. You know, there's going to be failures, but that means more opportunities for success. So trust the process. Number two, O, open yourself to surprises. That is the best thing ever. You're like, well, if I'm falling and failing and I'm getting all busted up here, you're telling me to be open to surprises. Yes, I am. Because they come from the falls, the failures, the rejections, and the not now responses. But what happens is when we shut down, like I was doing, I was talking to my son. I was like, you know what, man? I just don't get this. I should have this by now. I've been doing it. I should have all the answers. But I don't get it. I've got to get over this hump. Instead, if I would have just taken a step back, trusted the process, and opened myself to surprises, meaning that I was looking more than just where I was. You see, I was stuck. And when you're stuck, that means you're willing to stay there. And it's easy to get trapped in that area. So you got to open yourself up to surprises. That means what? You're vulnerable. Number three, you understand the change. When you understand the change, you are willing to learn. Did you hear that? When you understand the change, the challenge that you're going through, you're willing to learn which what voids the failures. If you stay stuck in the failure, change will not occur. It's not going to happen. And you want change. That's why you're tough, right? So understand the change. That means you're what? Learning. Yes. Another woohoo celebration. Number four, G. Be gracious with your heart. I see it too many times where people are stuck, whether it's parenting a child, whether it's taking care of themselves and disciplining what they're needing to do and the actions that they need to take. But the problem is they are just attacking themselves brutally or whoever they're trying to take care of. So if it's the child, it's more of a put down all the time. Oh, you should have done it like this. Why weren't you thinking this? That's not the language you want to use. That's not being gracious with their heart. So if it's your heart or their heart, you've got to be gracious with it. The blame stops here. Love yourself. Love your child. You are a beauty of imperfection. Did you know when you think about imperfection, the I am, I'm perfection. So you're a beauty of imperfection because God only sees perfection through Jesus Christ. He sees you. So be gracious with your heart. And finally, number five, H, hit it. I love that one. It's so simple. Hit it. Nothing is impossible. You got this. That means what? Take aim. Get in the groove. Go forward. Stop looking backwards. You got this. It's time to what? Be tough. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You got this. Maybe you want some help. If you want some help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's absolutely free. No, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you to come and let me take over your life. No, no. The purpose of this coaching call that I give you is to help you where you are right now. There are so many people out there that are just like, oh my gosh, if only. I want to erase the excuse of I don't have any money. You've got a free call with me right now today. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. You know, toughness is good for the mind, body, and spirit. It's when you let it overwhelm your emotional well-being that you get stuck, you get frustrated. Temper tantrums happen. You've seen it in children, and I know you've had them yourself. Mm-hmm. I won't tell anybody, but you've said some things in your closet or you've done some things in your shower or you've gone to the bathroom and you've said a few things or maybe you've gone into the car, whatever it is. But we all have temper tantrums. It happens. And then what? You're going in the wrong direction. I don't want that to happen to you. No more of this nonsense. Let it go. Life is tough, but so are you. Go out and be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.